In the spirit of Valentine's Day, Bradford Today is sharing stories on local couples and how they found lovematch.com. That's where the love story began for local couple Scott White and Ellen Walker. The pair each had an account on the popular dating website, looking for a second chance at love when they first met in 2017. Ellen, a single mom, and Scott, a newly divorced bachelor. At the time, Scott was living in Hamilton and Ellen in Bradford. The pair started messaging back and forth before deciding to meet for their first date at a Mexican restaurant in downtown Newmarket, followed by a surprise outdoor concert at Riverwalk Commons. Sparks were flying and the couple continued to date. But as much as Ellen enjoyed Scott's company, she had her doubts. Worried that Scott wasn't ready for a serious relationship yet, she decided to break things off. "I didn't feel he was over it, the marriage, yet, so I said to him, 'You go off and you heal, and maybe date a few people, and if it's meant to be, it's meant to be,'" Ellen said. A few months later, Ellen was invited to a friend's music performance in Toronto and decided to invite Scott along, as a friend. It had been months since they last saw one another, but when Scott came to pick up Ellen for their friendly date, both knew right away they wouldn't be able to remain just friends. "I just melted in her arms," remembers Scott. Whatever doubts Ellen had had were now gone, and she was ready to give herself and Scott a second shot at love. Soon after, the couple began discussing plans to move in together. Ellen, who has lived in Bradford since she was 15, thought it might be fun to explore a different city, so she sold her house in town, and together with Scott, purchased a house in Hamilton where they lived for a few years. "I loved Hamilton, I loved the vibe, but I was not happy there," admitted Ellen, who has most of her friends, family and business roots planted in Bradford. The couple eventually sold their house in Hamilton and made the move back north. "Bradford was home," said Ellen. Just days before the couple was set to move to their new house in Bradford, the pandemic hit. The move was postponed by 2 weeks, but they finally made their way to town to their Holly Hobby House. "I call it the Holly Hobby House because each room was a different color," said Scott. More than 14 years ago, Scott inherited his family's painting business, so fixing up the new place, he says, was not a problem. Ellen also has a history of flipping and selling houses. Ellen has worked as a realtor since 2008. Scott recently joined her in business and the couple now works together as a real estate team. "We work really well together as a team, we are truly partners in everything," said Scott. "He has no fear whatsoever, he is out there and will do anything that's fun and exciting," Ellen said. One of the fun and exciting things they both enjoy doing together is singing karaoke. One night in 2018, while the couple was out for a night of karaoke with friends in Schaumburg, when Scott took the mic and serenaded Ellen with the song, "I'd Love to Be Your Last." At the end of his performance, he got down on one knee and proposed to Ellen. "Now she didn't respond right away," laughed Scott. "So here I am, on my knee, ring in my hand, the spotlight's on me and I'm waiting and waiting and it seems like an eternity. Finally, she did get up all excited and ran to the stage and the rest is history." The couple originally planned to get married at a beach destination down south in 2020, but due to COVID, had to make other plans. One of Ellen's friends and former client generously offered the couple use of their one-acre property in rural Bradford to get married on, which has a pond and arch tree-lined aisle, for an outdoor wedding ceremony. The couple was so appreciative and took the friend up on their offer. The wedding took place August 2020. For Valentine's Day this year, the couple is still deciding what to do, but last year with COVID lockdowns, they ordered meals from Brick and Fire in town and transformed their living room into a restaurant using a screen divider. Afterwards, they put on a pre-purchased dance lesson on the TV and danced the night away. "This year, we will have to do something equally creative," laughed Ellen.